Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right over it. Yeah, just throw this. Oh, here it is. Oh, we fixed
Jesus.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you do?
Did you fix it?
You
see it.
You walked over a check?
We're back. Yeah, they were just totally screwed it up. Totally. All right.
All right, back here at Fenway Park in the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Oh, my God.
Presented by the Arbello Insurance Foundation. What did you just do? You just did
don't
something stupid.
Don't worry about
stupid.
It.
No, you did something stupid.
No, no, no. There's checks all over the
they're
place.
They're big checks. They're not
and
real.
And he walked right over
I did not
one.
See
on top of
the
a check.
I did not see the dry. It was a big check made out of like a dry erase board. And they're writing all the numbers. A lot of money, too. I mean, I don't know if they can read what it is, says anymore, because I erased it with my foot.
Hopefully you changed the six into an eight or something.
Exactly. I know, right? $50,000?
The other voice you just heard is Wick Grosbeck, who, of course, is the big honcho with the Boston Celtics. One of the big honchos, as we like to say. Steve Palioka, and we got Bob, we got all these other guys over there. But he's great every single year. You're always over here, and the Celtics always show up.
And so are you.
And always, and yeah, still breathing. Yeah.
So are you.
And they all help us out. So thank you very much for bopping over here. Now, I understand that you've got a couple things working to help the Jimmy Fund here.
We've been thinking about this and talking to my partners at the team. And so from the Shamrock Foundation, I'm going to pledge $25,000 to the cause today.
Awesome.
And then Amelia and I, my wife, Amelia yep. Fazzolari, and I want to pledge out of our foundation for this hour, 5 to 6, we'll do a $50,000 match. So we get $50,000 in this hour from the listeners.
Oh,
50's coming
there,
from us.
Challenge. There
Wick
we go.
Coming every, in hot.
So $50,000.
Now, to be fair, we'll match up to 50. In other words, you get 40, we'll match it, guys. Let's get what we can get. Do what you can.
Well, we need
everybody's
yeah,
doing
the
effort. Let's get to 50.
We need 50.
No,
right.
We got
to
match.
Okay,
then
on.
That's 100.
Hold on.
But,
you know what that's like?
Right.
That's like
I wasn't sure everybody was doing the math. That would then
and
be 100.
And then with that 25 on top
and
of it.
So that's $400,000 you're getting.
Let me bring it down to earth for most people, okay? That's like going to the second round of the NBA playoffs, yeah, okay? Right. We want to go to the finals, right?
Right? Right,
here
right,
you
right.
go. So every dollar will be matched up to $50,000
this
by
hour.
This
I love
guy.
It.
We
got to
do it by six.
Unbelievable.
Got to do it by six because I'm going to be, I got to be here to verify.
Yeah, okay, that sounds kidding. Good. Let me give you the phone number out. 877-738-1234. Every dollar is literally doubled. 877-738-1234. And I know that Steve Palioka is coming on tomorrow, and I know he's always
Steve's
been
got
great
news.
Every year.
Steve's got news for you tomorrow
sure
that I'll let him share. He's the chairman of the Shamrock Foundation, and so he really has been the driving force behind that with so many other people. But Steve really – so he'll have news for you tomorrow.
So, Wick, we obviously love the fact that you come in and really appreciate all that
Thanks
you
for
do. Do. I'm just curious. You know, I know that, you know, the Jimmy Fund, you know, Dana Farber, it really is kind of Boston.
It
you know,
sure
and,
is.
And is that – is that why you do it? It just means
yeah, I'm born and raised here, like so many of us, and I've known it since back in the day. I probably practically knew Jimmy. That's how long I've been around. And the kids out there, right, that I just encountered out here and on the tours that I've been at, Boston Children's and Dana-Farber and the Brigham and Mass General. I'm on the board of partners now, which is partners Brigham and Mass General and Mass Ioneer. I couldn't be prouder of the good work, the great work that our hospitals are doing, and I'm trying to do everything I can to support it.
Do you? I mean, we hear so many different stories, and it really is mind-boggling what they're capable of doing with all the money that has been raised. Do you? When you look back at years past, are you just amazed at how far the research has come
yeah.
and this the advancement of science?
I am. It is amazing. And I was yesterday at a meeting around the Children's Hospital Stem Cell Research Lab because we're a little bit of a part of that. And I was at a research meeting for the stem cell lab, and I've never been in a – I mean, no offense to you guys. You're all super in, you know. But I was so lost. We would all have been lost. These are brilliant people, and they're giving their lives to fighting cancer. So that was a children's event. But I – you know, what the, my job before I came to the Celtics had the Celtics idea was medical investing. So I was doing venture capital, but trying to do biotech and medical devices, trying to make people well, making businesses out of it, but trying to do the right thing. So I go all the way back to the 80s with medical research, and I love it.
All right, a couple of basketball questions, because we don't get to see you that often. So I'll throw this one out to you.
That's because you don't call.
So is that what it is? We keep telling him to call you.
Great, he calls. He goes.
Yeah, great. Shows up in studio.
I'm just kidding.
So let's start with this one.
Glenn is Mr. Celtic. He goes all the way back.
I know.
So it's been a wild off season for you.
Yeah.
Did you ever expect what you would end up with at any point in last season? Did you think it would end up this way?
Well, during the season, it was definitely a difficult, frustrating, up and down. We had good moments. We were, for a stretch there, I was talking to Danny yesterday at lunch. For a stretch there, we were statistically the best or second best team in the league for, I don't know, 6 week stretch. If you look at certain stats, we knew we weren't the best team in the league, but we weren't as bad as we finished. And so I was puzzled by winning 5 playoff games in a row. Okay, sweeping Indiana, and then winning the first game on the road in Milwaukee. You know, so I felt like we had gotten our free pass. Like, the stuff that happened in the regular season, I actually thought you win 5 in a row, you win on the road in Milwaukee pretty handily, like maybe by 19, 20 points. I'm sort of thinking, well, okay then. And then we lose 4 straight and get banged out of there, swept out of there. And so it made it all the worse. So I've been frustrated ever since, and we made some changes. And but changes happened to us, and we made other changes, and we went for – we got Kemba Walker, we got Enes Kanter, we 4 real character rookies. We brought back obviously Jason and Jalen and Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward's in the facility.
He's like a free agent.
he's at the Auerbach Center, 6 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., 10 a.m. every single day, 7 days a week. I mean, he is, and he looks unbelievable. So just telling you, I'm loving the team. People are loving the team, but we're hopeful that the chemistry will be there.
So it sounded like Danny kind of got an inclination that maybe Kyrie wasn't coming back somewhere or a couple months before he actually left.
Yeah, maybe February.
But were you guys shocked at Al Horford leaving?
That was surprising. And I've been in touch with Al, and we were in touch all the way through, and we think he's got a good home in our arch rival Philly. And then we opened – the NBA took full note of it, and now we open down in Philly opening night, and it's going to be a lot of fun to wipe the smile off everybody's faces down there.
But there were no indications at all that he was going to leave?
I think that I think that Al made his choice, and Philly made their choice, and we made our decision, and everybody just – it's the way it all played out.
So we were all kind of laughing as reports came out after Al. I know there was reports that maybe Danny or the Celtics organization was upset. Maybe there was tampering involved. And we all sort of chuckled at that anyways, because when free agency opened up, all the deals were already done. So there's obvious tampering. So how do you control that so it doesn't get out of control? Because it's clear as day. The contracts are done, and guys are announcing it on Sunday before the deadline, right?
Well, it's hard to it's above my pay grade. I'm on the committees. I'm on the executive committee of the league and all that stuff. But it's not for me to reform how free agency does. And it works. And actually, we have to negotiate that with the Players Association as well. So there's lots of steps to go through to change these rules and regulations. I think what Adam said that, or Mark Tatum, the deputy commissioner, said, we're going to have rules that we can enforce that are clear and everybody's fine with, and we can enforce them. So maybe the talking will start sooner legally instead of saying, don't talk when, you know, it's like drive 55 and everybody's drive 65. You know, then what's the rule? Yeah. So I think they're going to try to look at the rules, but that's a group of people, not just me. It involves the players as well.
You know, at what point in time do you think discussing last year will end? You know, because I feel like the Red Sox are having this issue right now where they keep
looking back. Yeah, but they get to discuss a World Series championship.
No, I know, but
that's
but
true.
I was just hanging out with John and Linda a little bit, and Tom and Amelia, and we were all discussing the World Series championship. I mean, why not discuss
but they're
that?
They're discussing it in a different way as far as why they can't rekindle, what's different than last year. I'm curious because the whole offseason has been all about what went wrong last year, and then the farther everyone gets away from the season, more players talk, you guys talk, we just hear more information, you hear you know, ESPN come up with more.
Here's what I think. I will never forget last year. There's good years I won't forget. I won't let anybody else forget them either, the good years. But last year was a year that was frustrating enough that I'll never forget it. Okay, so I will never forget it. But I'll be glad to talk about something else by playing better. The only way to erase some of it is to step forward, you know, over the next 5-10 years and do something meaningful. So, it gives me all the more reason, it gives all of us all the more reason to, you know, get back to where we want to be.
It seems like you have the complete opposite. You have Kyrie Irving with his personality, and then I feel like the pendulum has swung completely the other way with Kemba Walker and his personality as far as what he's saying and about teamwork and he's going to do all the right things. Have you noticed that? Is that a big difference for you as far as those two personalities?
I will say I am a Kyrie fan as a person as well as a player. He gave us 2 years of effort. It didn't work out this year. He did genuinely say to us, to the fans, you know, I'm coming back if they'll have me. He really meant that, and then things changed. But it wasn't out of ill will or, you know, he meant it, and he tried to make it happen. Then it wasn't right for him. You know, that's a little different than saying he was never telling the truth. He always hated it here. It's not true. You know, he gave it a good try. It turned out not to be his long-term home. It is what it is. So it's not, I'm not going to put him in a category, even private conversation or even thinking to myself, talking to myself, I don't sit there and say he's a bad guy because he's not. He's doing his best and he's got his career. These careers are short and he's got the right to play where he wants to play. I'm okay with it.
Wirt Grosbeck is with us. More importantly, he is offered to match every dollar up to $50,000 in this hour. It only can happen in this hour. So we actually need you to pick up the phone right now and dial 877-738-1234, 877-738-1234, or you can text KCANCER to 20222. Thank you. And that's $25 as well, but only this hour. So please take advantage of every dollar.
Emilia and I and my family, the entire Grosbeck family, would really be honored to be able to do that full match. We're trying to just encourage everybody. We're all very lucky, as we know, to have the Jimmy Fund and Dana Farber and the Brigham here in Boston, and it's a great feeling to be able to help them.
So we want to get up to $50,000.
Yes. So let's
get
do it.
Every
we're
penny.
Out of time.
One more for me, basketball wise, and I'm wondering as an owner, how you feel about this. The NBA now off season is absolutely phenomenal. Lou was talking about the tampering. It is. You talk about marketing. It is unbelievable. Everybody is now talking about the NBA in the offseason because of the movement of players. On the other hand, the players are moving by themselves.
Yep.
It's not like teams are putting them together. The players are going, I'll play with you. How about you? You play with me.
Yep.
They were trying to get away from that in the way you set up 4- and 5-year contracts and supermaxes to maintain loyalty, a player to stay for a long period of time.
Yep.
It's done just the opposite. So as an owner, how do you feel about it? You're getting phenomenal marketing. Everybody's talking about the NBA in offseason.
Yep.
But you don't know when the next guy, the next Kyrie Irving, is going to walk out on your team and go play with some other player somewhere else.
Well, we've had 3 All-Stars choose us in the last 3 or 4 years when you added up with Al and Gordon and Kemba. And Kyrie really was happy to be traded here and sort of helped make it all happen, if you remember all of that. We are becoming one of the destinations. So if it's going to be a knife fight among teams, among different markets, we're in the category of a place that people will come to play. They'll come to play for our fans, as Al did. They'll come to play for our coach. As men, you know, guys come here, and in general, they have their career year quite often under Brad when you look it up. And they love the fans, and they love the team and the support and the new practice facility and everything else. So we're a destination. We're not L.A. necessarily or for everybody or whatever, Miami with the taxes and all of that stuff. But we're going to fight as hard as we can under whatever regime and rules. It's great for us in general that our players are global icons. Okay, our players are global icons, top 10, top 20 most famous people in the world. You're going to find NBA players on there. And our sport has gone 5X or 10X or whatever since I came in 16 years ago. So the other side of having global icons is they've got a lot of power, you know, to drive the narrative. But it's better than being obscure and unnoticed. We're in the business of entertainment and winning world championships, and we can do both.
So, Wick, I actually heard you with Michael Hawley. I think he was on the podcast. Danny was there. I think Danny said something about team last year, maybe too many individual goals. And when the team loses, a lot of people just start taking, what happened? What went wrong? Yep. We all think, and I think most people in Boston think, that Brad Stevens is a great coach. You know, X's and O's, but you have to wonder, I don't know if it's fair, and I have a young coach learns, you know, given his history in college, young teams here in Boston early on. Learning experience for him as well, is that safe to say, as far as dealing with maybe stars in the game, more egos, guys with individual goals, and maybe a new experience for him that maybe he'll learn from?
Well, you can ask him that tomorrow. I mean, he's in, and I'm not sidestepping the question, but I think that if there's anybody that learns from every single thing he does all day long, I'd probably be pretty confident that Brad's at the top of the list. I think he is a sponge, and he's learning stuff, and he was out with Popovich last week watching and maybe helping coach the USA team.
Because that is a big challenge in
that league,
right?
You know, he's hung out with Krzyzewski. He hangs out with Popovich. Now he's 6 years in the NBA. It's got to be different than Butler. I think he's done great. He knows he has our total long-term support, and he's got the ease of mind that comes with that, and he burns to win the thing. He didn't quite win it all in the NCAAs. He went to the finals twice. You know, he hasn't won it all with us yet, and he burns with it more than anybody. So, he's our guy, and I'm looking forward, and he's looking forward to the season. I was with him yesterday. He's looking forward to the season.
2 o'clock, the 2 o'clock hour tomorrow. All four of the pro sports teams in this town, coaches.
Too. We got them
two segments. Mm-hmm. It's Brad Stevens, it's Bruce Cassidy, it's Alex Gore, and it's Bill Belichick. Tomorrow's the day to ask the tough question.
Well, we did that yesterday.
Oh, did you have that?
We
did that.
It went great, actually. You weren't there.
He told
us
everything.
You weren't there.
Oh, he opened up to us,
so
Bill.
So I was the problem.
Glenn's not here? Oh, good. Let me unbutton my top collar.
I'll tell you why I didn't play Malcolm Butler.
Oh, really? What's the answer to that?
No, he'll never say. He'll never tell us that.
I'm waiting for the hard knocks to figure it out, but they'll never have a hard knock.
So why don't you come on the show tomorrow, the 2 o'clock hour, and you can ask him that.
Do another match.
Yeah, but we'll have all four of the coaches.
Oh, we got to match this $50,000 offer from Wick Grosbeck and his family.
Yep. I mean, this is an unbelievable deal. Wick is putting an extra $50,000 on the line. But it's all matched. It's got to be matched by you. So you start with the $50,000, and he's going to drop us another $50,000. But it's got to be in this hour. So if you were thinking, and you've been listening to this all day long, and you've been hearing these heartwarming stories, these last two kids that we had were
amazing,
unbelievable. And you've been thinking about doing it. Now is the time to do it. Every dollar is worth two, thanks to Wick Grosbeck.
If you love the Celtics, it'd be great to do it.
There
if
you
you're
go.
Kind of a little tired of the Celtics, stick it to me. No problem.
It's a win-win.
Make him pay more. Make,
you know, whatever you want to do.
Would it be something if we get Kyrie to call this hour?
There you
and
go.
He can contribute, right? And we get to 877-738-1234. 877-738-1234. Down the road, we'll talk some basketball on the show, but I want to thank you for doing this.
Thanks, Wick.
Great to see you guys.
Great.
Thank you.
$25,000 he brought in.
You guys are here doing the work, and we all appreciate it. So nice job.
Well, the doctors, as you know, the researchers and the scientists.
And the kids are really doing
the
work.
Kids are doing
and the
work.
Parents.
Mm-hmm. We're just here just slouching.
You're doing great.
We got nothing else to do for 4 hours. What the hell am I going to do? You know, between 2 and 6. Thanks again, Wick.
Hey, good seeing you guys.
Really appreciate
it. Great
seeing you.
Thanks.
Wick Grosbeck of the Celtics. We take a break, and we're right back here at Fenway.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.